Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being attacked for doing your job.
Ooh.
Yeah. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat, and go. Phone number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Pip.
Hi.
Joe is out tonight. Comedian Brad Lowry is supposed to be joining us, but he's running fashionably.
Well, he's taking Joe's place for the evening, so he's running late.
This is true.
He's doing exactly what he should be then.
This is true, but he was 10 minutes away.
Oh, well, you know, maybe he's lost.
Clearly.
Could happen.
On the show, Trump supporters and Donald Trump go after the media. Comics in the news is Donald Trump thinks Saturday Night Live should be taken off the air. And Amy Schumer walks 200 people while going after Trump during one of her shows. India busts some IRS scammers. School of Fools is a woman from Tennessee does not want Islam taught in school. I could see you're not for that. Trunks in the news with a new ice cream that'll get you drunk.
Yeah.
And some scammer hijinks with Ann Jackson.
Yes.
Chock full of goodness.
Fruits and nuts.
Which are you?
No, that's Ann Jackson's segment.
Oh. I see what you did there.
Yes.
She's a fruity, nutty one.
Yes, she is.
Oh, Pip. So, and the last week, that show.
Wow, I didn't think we were going to be able to drag your corpse over the deadline. Not the deadline.
Aw,
kind
of like trying to drag you into a joke. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. It's like sputter, sputter, sputter.
Yeah, we're going to try to drag you into something funny, but chances are.
I know.
No.
It's probably not going to happen. So how are you this week?
I am much better. It was weird because when you came, I mean, like the Friday before,
mm-hmm.
I was feeling achy.
Okay.
But then it kind of migrated into my chest.
Uh-oh.
And when we started the show, I was okay.
You were not good. I walked in, I was like, what is going on? But as the show progressed, you got worse.
I didn't realize I looked that bad.
Yeah, no, you looked bad when we started, and you weren't behaving like yourself.
I didn't yell at you properly.
No, you didn't, and I felt left out.
I think I was nasty.
You weren't in there. There wasn't that sufficient bite that I'm usually looking
for.
It
was just a weak attempt to be a prick.
It was sort of like, you know, your anger is like a crisp harvest apple.
Oh,
snap.
Ooh, I like that.
It was just like an old mealy apple that had been in the fridge too long. So there was just...
It was apple-esque.
It was minus the apple crispness that I so enjoy.
Not the fresh nastiness you've come to know and appreciate.
I like that crunch, that crisp bite.
I did not realize that I was so off.
Yeah.
In the beginning of that show.
Yeah, there was something wrong with you, boy.
I mean, you did carry the first portion of that show with your story about Desert Trip.
Well, you know, you pointed me, I'll yap. And
whether we want you to or not.
It's just you have to find the stop button is what the problem is.
But I felt like I had contributed.
Of course you did. You did. I mean, you asked questions and you stopped me when I was going off the rails and said, no, do it in order, you crazy bitch.
Yeah.
But
So I felt present for that.
You totally were. But, you know, it was just that it wasn't that. You were you, and you were like,
and yeah, I was very
raspy, and you know, you're not usually like having trouble catching your breath and raspy voice and stuff.
Trouble.
And yeah, I know.
By the end of the show, which unfortunately is the Ann Jackson stuff.
Oh, when it's all you talking. Well, I even offered to read because you were just like,
I could not get my breath.
I know
it affected my speech. I was like trying to rush words so I could breathe and.
Yeah.
That was very scary.
Yeah. There was definitely, you were having some upper respiratory ailment.
Yeah, by the end of the show, I mean, we actually finished 5 minutes early, which we never do.
You're never like, let's just fucking end it. Let's go.
Well, you know, I actually like that quite a bit. but you and Joe usually want to do a bit more.
Yeah, but you were just like, no, I have
I'm like,
to.
No, we're
done.
Fucking, I didn't even plug my company. I'm like, no, we're fucking
no,
done.
No, you're like, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, we're done.
You were just like dialing 911 before we even were at the house.
Yeah. So after the show, I have to do a lot of post-production,
yeah.
Which could take a couple of hours. So I did that. And then I dragged my carcass upstairs to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to sleep. I woke up around 1 or 2 a.m. drenched in sweat, like cold sweat. I didn't know if I was sick or I was having a dream that I was the waitress serving Bill Clinton and Donald Trump at the country club their lunch. Like, I didn't know if I was having like a nightmare. I didn't know.
You would be drenched in sweat if that were you. Yes,
yeah, I didn't
yes.
know if I was like fighting off grabby hands.
Well, yeah.
So yeah, I don't usually wake up covered in sweat. And it was like the second night in a row, or it was the first of two nights, whatever it was.
Are you going through the change, honey?
I might have been. Like, I actually changed in the middle of the night. I changed my clothes.
No,
I know what you meant.
That changed.
I'm like, oh my God.
Wow. So night sweats are usually a terrible sign.
Are they?
Yes.
I don't know. This is all news to me.
Night sweats are mean that you're really sick.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not have had you guys over if I'd known I was that sick.
Well,
because I was feeling okay when I started.
Yeah, no.
Not great, but okay.
You seem like you had a little bit of a cold. And so, you know, I didn't go over and, like, you know, French you like we usually greet.
That's unfortunate.
Because, sorry. But the thing was that, because you didn't seem well, but, you know, it looked like you were going to battle through. I mean,
we've all battled
you
through.
You said to me, I was like, I'm sorry you're not well. And you're like, we've all battled through. Well,
yeah.
I'll get through this. I didn't think you were gonna, you know?
It was rough.
So what?
So I
what'd you do?
Did something that I have not done since law school.
I don't know that. I don't know if I want to ask. What did you do?
I went to a doctor because I was ill.
Oh, okay, good.
You know, last year I had my first checkup ever.
Yeah.
But like, I had not gone to a doctor
when you were sick.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. You needed to.
Yeah. So he doesn't get into like 1 o'clock. So I leave a message. Nobody calls back.
Right.
And I go into the doctor's office, and there's people that could be twice my age.
Yeah.
Which I guess is good. I guess he's keeping these people alive.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you know, just because they're there every week doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
Right. I mean, it's a much older clientele.
Yeah, well, they're still on this side of the grass, so
yes.
That means he's doing a good job.
There's bees flying around the office.
Really?
Yes.
Bees?
Bees, or wasps, or whatever.
In the office?
In the office, because apparently there was a nest. But they didn't all get the memo.
Oh, no.
And they were, like, still coming in through the
oh, no.
Yeah.
Somebody exterminated, and some came home late, and they're like, we were out drinking, and then we came home, and there's no home.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, yeah.
His mother, my doctor's mother, is his receptionist, but she was not in.
Oh, okay.
So every time, like, when the door opens, it makes a noise.
Okay.
So every time it makes a noise, he has to pop his head out. For like.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's so mom and pop.
Yeah,
literally.
It really is. It really is. This doctor's rather interesting. This is the one I went to last year. I guess he's known as the doctor you go to if you don't like doctors.
I guess? Like you have to be dragged in?
No. It's like, well, it's not that unpleasant.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So if you don't like doctors, you go to this guy.
Okay.
And I'm not a fan of doctors.
Yeah, no, I know that.
So,
by the way, Lisa was wondering if you were getting bee sting therapy.
I should have. So, it's really weird. He doesn't take my temperature,
huh?
Which I thought is pretty standard operating procedure.
Blood pressure, temperature.
He took my blood pressure. Did not feel my glands.
Huh.
He looks into my my mouth.
Right.
And I think my eyes and my ears. So they got this thing that they put on your finger. It's like a clip to do your pulse.
Yeah.
What's your pulse supposed to be?
Well, it's supposed to be around, resting pulse is about 60.
No, that's not it. No. It was supposed to be like 98 or something.
That's your blood oxygen level.
Okay. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
That they do on your finger?
Yeah, they do. I don't know how it works, but that texts your blood ox.
Okay.
Something.
Okay, I was unaware of this.
Pulse ox,
so it's a
meter.
It's supposed to be 98.
Yeah.
He puts it on one finger. It's like 92.
Oh, honey.
He switches to another finger. It's like 92. He switches to another finger. It's like 92.
Oh, you have some chest congestion going on really bad.
Yeah. So finally, he gets it on like my middle finger.
Right.
And it's like 98. and he starts to write, and it's like dropping 97, 96, 95,
wow.
94. He's like, well, I'm just going to put 98. I'm like, okay, we're just making shit up.
So do you have pneumonia at this point?
I don't know. Like, and he wants me to, you know, to do the breathing, and I'm breathing, and I'm coughing.
Of course, yeah.
I really can't breathe, but I'm just like kind of, it's kind of interesting that he's like kind of fudging the numbers.
Yeah, why would he put, I'm just going to put 98, no, it's not done.
I don't know.
It's like, I only put one toe on the scale. I'm just going to put 98.
Like
No, I have a whole other point of my body to
like
get up there.
Like, he wanted me to be normal.
Weird.
Right.
Weird. Okay.
So, I told him it started as body aches. I'm like, well, do you think it was the flu? He's like, no, you look too good to have the flu. I don't look great, but I look better than the flu.
Well, you didn't look flu-ish. You didn't. No, you didn't look like you had the flu.
Yeah, but it's kind of a weird way to make a diagnosis.
Yeah, like, you don't really look like shit, so I don't think you have that. It's like, don't you have something you can, like, test or a
swab?
Yeah,
like no blood work, no swab, no throat culture.
That's incredible.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of, like, Trump's doctor.
Oh, yeah. You're the most incredible shape ever of a human being. What?
Well, it's like very entertaining, but you're not quite sure how good they are.
Yes, yes. Yeah, when people are just like, so how you feeling? Bad? All right, well, then we'll work on this. It's
yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, yeah, kind of like that.
What? It's like, am I diagnosing me now?
Like, if it was my kid or my cat, I would expect better.
Of course.
I would insist on better.
But it's you.
But it's me. And I'm like, well, this doesn't suck too bad. So we're going to go with this.
Oh, my God. This is really weird.
Yes, it is really weird. So he gives me a prescription cough medicine.
Okay.
He prescribes, was it Rhinocort or something? Like something for nasal
infection?
Yeah. Like a nasal
Rhinocort.
Spray. Rhinocort, a nasal spray. He gives me a general antibiotics. Now, I never take antibiotics. So the stuff should work quickly.
Yeah, you shouldn't be, like, resistant because
right.
you haven't abused them like others.
No, I mean,
stuff.
As a kid, I took a lot, but I haven't in years.
Right.
And he gave me this inhaler that was a disc. I'd never seen one of these.
Yeah.
You've seen these.
Yeah, I've had upper respiratory ailments. Once I caught bronchitis, there was no going back to having normal breathing.
Really?
Yeah, I had never had that kind of trouble before, but I got bronchitis and I got an inhaler. Mm-hmm. And then it's sort of like once you get it, you're prone to it.
Okay.
So I got bronchitis again, but then just like getting any kind of upper respiratory infection or something, the doctor tends to throw me on an inhaler because I get wheezy like that.
It's kind of, I don't know what I have, so that might be.
Yeah.
My breath's still not 100%. Still a little short.
You just moved your hands in front of you, and it sounded like you said, my breasts, still not 100%. No, they're not there at all.
So he gives me this inhaler that's a disc.
Yeah.
And I go, it looks like what you'd keep your birth control pills in.
Just like that. It looks like a colored mix between a birth control pack and one of those things that you used to look at discs on.
A Viewmaster.
It's like a baby Viewmaster birth control pill holder.
And he starts laughing. He goes, I don't know. I go, well, you should know.
It's like, damn, dude, don't you know what they look like?
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't they give you like a sort of a general preview of all the medicine stuff before you got here? You know, like.
It was very general.
Yes.
So I had like these four things. And what I like about this doctor is I feel like if I'm ever going to want to be addicted,
uh-huh,
to prescription drugs,
mm-hmm,
this is my guy.
Oh, this is definitely your guy. You could fake anything and he'd be like, you know, here, let me write you a script. He gave you four things for an ailment that he didn't even diagnose for you.
Yes.
Without taking your temperature.
Yes. And fudging the blood.
And fudging the pulse ox numbers. Yeah. I
just like the fact, well, this is a shitty number. Let's make something up.
The Beatles wrote a song about the guy that you go to get your prescription pills, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Dr. Robert.
Uh-huh.
That's your Dr. Robert.
That's my Dr. Robert. And he's kind of got longish gray hair. He's kind of like a hippie.
Oh, boy.
I don't think he really likes Trump, though, which makes me happy.
All right. Well, good. Well, then you can continue going.
So he sends me on my way.
Yeah.
With all these prescriptions.
Wow. Now, did he give you samples?
He gave me a sample of the inhaler.
Good.
Everything else I had to go.
Yeah,
get.
Yeah.
So I go and got it, but I was still having trouble breathing.
Of course.
And I had a show on Saturday. I had to roast somebody, which is customized. And I'm a little nervous about it. And I'm still having really, like, I would have to, like, talk like this. And then, like, it was, like, really hard. Like, I've never had anything like that before.
Yeah.
Where I could not expand my lungs.
It's terrifying.
It kind of is.
It is. Because,
like, I was this close. I'm holding my fingers only a little bit apart. I was this close to going to the hospital.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, all right, I need something. Because I'm taking the inhaler, and it's not working.
Yeah.
So I post on Facebook, does anybody know? You know, how to, like, a home remedy, this, that, the other thing. So my buddy Paul Bond, who's done some stuff for the show, and we play his stuff. He did the Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yes,
for the show. He calls me up, and he's like, what's going on? Because I guess he's got asthma and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So through gasp, I'm explaining to him, and he suggests, well, you know what, you go on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
there might be a video on how to use the inhaler.
Oh, good
what
idea.
A genius idea.
Yes.
I did not think of this.
Yeah, they have a do-it-yourself, how to do everything
yes.
on YouTube.
So I went on YouTube, and I was doing it wrong.
I
was doing it wrong for like a couple of days. No wonder.
No wonder.
So,
because really, the inhalers help quite a bit.
Yes, and I was really expecting it to, but I was doing it wrong.
Oh, no.
So I took that, and after a few days, I'm doing better.
Yeah, you see, now, you know what? Because you have... You have what I call hamster eyes. And
I don't think I like this at all. Yeah, well, you know what? You got a gerbil's ass. Go fuck yourself.
No, you have hamster eyes. It's a good thing. You have hamster because you have dark irises and they almost meld into your pupils. So you have like big irises and pupils that look like they're all the same color when you're not like in bright sunlight.
Mm-hmm. Well, my eyes are hazel.
Yeah, but it's like they look darker.
They're dark because it's down
they're
here.
They're dark down here. Yeah. And so it's like, so it's
I look like anime.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at. Right. It's like just those dark pupils and irises with just like a little gleam to them, like mm-hmm. hamsters, you know? And it's like...
My cheeks are all stuffed with seeds.
You have little round ears.
You do the show, I want to run in the wheel for a bit.
Yeah, go ahead, I'll talk. Here's a carrot stick.
Oh, hamster eyes.
But you have that little gleam in your eye, and you didn't have it at all.
I didn't?
No, you were dead in the eyes last week. You were.
Joe would say much like the inside of me.
Dead, brittle.
Yeah.
No, but you didn't look good. Like, you can tell. You know, there's just like, your nose wasn't wet and moist. You know, there's...
In between my legs it was.
Yeah. Ew. But you know how when... You look at your pet and you're like, oh, something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell. Well, the same with you. I can look at my pet and I can tell something's not right.
I was a human version of AIDS cats.
Yes, yeah. Yes. But you look much better. You look more like
I him. Really tried to fight through because we've all fought through it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, towards the end.
I've dragged the carcass up here sometimes and said, stay away from me.
Yeah, it's hard, though, when you're the number one mic.
It's terrible.
And that Ann Jackson thing was just fucking killer.
Well, next time, let me read.
Yeah, I should.
I know. You were trying to be.
Listen, you covered the whole first thing.
It's okay.
Thank goodness you went away. I'm like, I just wound you up like, well, you'll handle this.
Yeah, but I had lots to tell.
You did, and I was happy to let you.
Yes, I know.
And then you're like, one more minute. I'm like, oh, go fuck yourself.
No, but I just had to say the one thing.
I know, but by then I was just like, let's go to
I know. You looked at me like with daggers. Like, what?
Yeah.
More? No. Shut up, whore. No more.
Shut up, whore. No more. So I've been out. I've been out all day.
Yeah.
I did my show on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired.
How did Saturday go?
It went well.
Okay.
I thought I was really going to struggle and gasp, but I got through it. They enjoyed it.
And how were you health wise?
It was good. It was a couple hours each way away.
Oh,
back
really?
And forth, but
how far away was this thing?
It was in Brielle, so 2 hours away down
oh,
the Jersey
yeah,
Shore.
Yeah,
but it was good. They
oh,
were
good.
They were happy with it.
Excellent.
But I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it.
Yeah,
and I didn't realize because if you can't talk, it kind of makes this gig hard.
Oh, I'd say, and also just when I'm not feeling well, one of the things it's like, okay, maybe I could do the thing, but the idea of driving there and back is just too much.
Yeah, and you know we had stuff going on, which maybe we'll get to at the house.
Yeah.
So it was not a lot of downtime, but I feel much better.
Yeah, yeah.
and I like this doctor because it ain't like going to a doctor.
No, it's
very scary.
that's really weird. It's sort of like you went over your neighbor's house and they have a really full medicine cabinet, and they're like, let me see what I can get for you.
Pretty much. I mean, he just checked just the four things, three of which were prescriptions. One was a sample. Two were prescriptions. One's over the counter. It was like, yeah, take a little bit of everything. We don't know what the hell this is. But how can I argue? It worked.
Right. No, it's just like throw the book at it and see what happens. Well, he was hitting every symptom with a different thing.
Which is fine.
Which is good.
Again,
yeah.
I would not tolerate this with my daughter or my pet.
You'd be like, you have no idea, but you're just going to give them drugs?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I would have a real problem. I'd go, but shouldn't you take a temperature? Shouldn't we narrow it down a little bit? No, that's the number. It's really low. It's a concern. Like, we don't even know if I had pneumonia. What the hell I had?
I know. Well, I mean, there's such a thing as walking pneumonia.
I think Hillary had it until she wasn't.
Yeah.
Then it was falling pneumonia.
Yeah, it was. It was walking into falling pneumonia. Yeah, which is it. And, you know, you can carry on until you're like, okay, stop. You know, like little kids.
Yeah.
Where they'll run around. All of a sudden they get tired and it's like, boom, they're sleeping wherever they are. Standing up, leaning against somebody they don't know. They don't care. Nap time, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like that's what your body will do. It's like, hey, okay, I'm done. Battery's done.
Well, that did not happen to me. I mean, I got through everything I need to get through, but I was just tired of feeling sick.
Yeah,
because I had been sick since Friday before with the aches and everything.
Yeah,
I was just tired of feeling like crap, and I could just kind of tell my body wasn't going to power through this.
Right.
Usually I power through this stuff, but when you can't breathe,
no,
it's
no.
Like, because you can't heal because you can't get enough oxygen in.
One time I was, in my older house, they had done something funky with the paint, and so. Like, the newer paint was not adhering to the old paint. It was just peeling off.
Ooh.
In big strips. Yeah, it was really weird. Somebody at the hardware store told me, oh, okay. They go, did the people who owned the house before you, were they Italian? And I'm like, what the hell does that have to do with it? And he said, no, there was, like, a certain time period where older Italians would make their own paint.
Mm-hmm.
Out of, like, homemade ingredients and stuff. And modern paint just won't adhere to it. And what was worse was
make
that
their own paint.
It was
extra lead.
I don't know. I mean, there was a thing called milk paint that people would make at home, and I don't know what
was
they
just
in that.
The pregnant little lady, little no. squirt. All right, I'm gonna knock you up so we could do the living room.
Oh God, it's just like start at the top and let it run down.
Yeah, it's got big old jugs. Little dairy.
Yes. Can we just do one wall a night? You're hurting me.
Listen, suck it up, sweet tits. We can't.
No,
afford.
No, we can't afford for anybody to suck it up because
no.
I need enough for
you
a
know
wall.
What? You squirt. I can't afford Benjamin Moore.
I don't know what they made it out of, but there was like slight mold underneath where the paint was, and
that's
then
not good.
The modern paint wasn't sticking to it. It was just a disaster. So I had to take. You know, I had to strip the whole room down to the walls, which were plaster. But then the ceiling was a nightmare. I had to get up there and sand a lot. And I wasn't wearing a mask, or I wasn't wearing a proper mask. And I must have inhaled so much dust that I was wheezing and bent over.
Oh, it's scary.
And my husband, and my boyfriend had come over, and he's like, oh, my God. And I was like, wheezing really hard. My brother was like, I want to take you to the hospital. I'm like, just let me see if I can work it out first. And I mean, whatever it is, I coughed it and worked it out. But I probably should have gone to the hospital.
I'm used to spitting things out. And oh! If I've been out of breath. Just give me a couple minutes, guys. I know how. I'm an old pro.
Oh, so you're a spitter.
No, you are.
No, I'm not. Oh, wait. What did I just say?
You just told us you're a team player. Pip Helix is a good egg.
And people make fun of me because I don't like cherry tomatoes.
Hell of a segue.
I don't like cherry tomatoes because, like, I'm fussy about what tomatoes I will eat because, like, the insides, like the seeds and the gush inside, I don't like that feeling. Like, there's something
now.
About
what
the
happens?
Texture.
What happens if it would just gush into the back of your throat instead of on the tongue? Would that be better with the texture? That way, you could just like swallow it down.
Well, you know what? I'd prefer to just not experience that with tomatoes at all.
I think it's a little selfish.
But
it's a fine fruit.
But sometimes I'll be like eating salad with a bunch of ladies, and I'll go, anybody want these? And they're like, why? So I'll just explain. I don't like that you chew them and they burst open. And they said, well, that tells us a lot about you. And I'm like, no, it's just about tomatoes.
No, I'm a whore.
Yeah, I know. It's like I have to fight to wait. What am I fighting
for?
No,
I'll suck a dick. Don't get me wrong, ladies. Don't jump to conclusions. Just tomatoes.
Just tomatoes.
Look, bring a cock over here right now. I'll show you. I don't need you judging me.
Yeah, it's like, hold on a second. No, tomatoes are chunky style. You know what I'm saying? There's
well, if a cock hasn't been milked in a while, it could curdle in there.
No way. If the seeds are that big, I don't want anything, any part of it.
Imagine the babies they make.
Giants.
Yeah.
Giant seeds.
So Pip's a swaller. Good
horrible.
Team player.
Yeah,
I'm sure we know that about you, though.
I'm sure I've.
I'm sure you said
that
yeah,
at some point. You
I don't
know,
think that's
I mean,
news.
No, but I don't think that's news no. to a certain population.
Listen, you're a team player like a swallow. You don't wake up with a treat on your thigh. You're
see?
A good. You're a good
see?
Egg pip healer.
See, I learned from Joe's stories.
His wretched stories.
That is a wretched story.
So what's going on with you?
So, well, you know, I was dragging ass too because I got that sinus infection when I went away last week, mm-hmm. and it just won't completely clear out. So I'm this weekend. I was so busy. I didn't intend to be that busy, but it was like plans that got postponed from one weekend to another. And I had planned to go to a show. And then these other two plans all glommed onto the same weekend, so I had all these things to do at the same time.
You're a busy gal.
Yeah, so I ended up helping my friend paint her living room with two other people.
That sucks.
No, it was kind of fun, actually. We had
really?
Fun.
Was it milk paint?
No, it wasn't. No, I refused to put up the milk paint. But it was fun watching that ugly original color go away that she was not responsible for. And, you know, helping out a friend. And then I cut it really close. I went home and I got as much paint off of me as I possibly could see on my arms and stuff, and then like changed clothes and went out to go to a music show. And I get there and I see, oh yeah, I still have some paint here. I just got some paint there. I was like, screw it, who's looking?
Yeah.
But we went to see the English Beat and Squeeze.
Oh, I saw the English Beat.
Yeah.
They opened up for Soul Asylum.
Great.
No.
Oh, they're so fun.
Ugh, kill me.
Tenderness, where is the tenderness? Where is it?
Ugh.
You don't like that?
No. Well, you know what? It's okay for a song.
Oh, it was good.
I'll listen to a song.
Oh, it was fun.
It's reggae. Ska.
Yeah,
it's ska. Yeah.
And they had this DJ guy that was, you know, very young, and he's like, he's tall, and he's just made out of springs and
the
rubber
black guy?
Bands.
The,
yeah.
The leader? The lead singer?
Yeah, he's like, they said that he was the MC, because the leader's really the guitarist who sang.
Yeah, the
lead.
Old white guy.
Yeah. And so he's been around since the beginning. And
I didn't know you liked English Beat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
if I said English Beat, then you would have come and seen Soul Asylum with me.
I maybe would have. But they were. I thought they were really good. And the MC was just, he was hilarious. He's bouncing around and dancing. And
yeah, but who knows what the hell they're singing?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
A lot of the time. I don't have to know.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Not
you know, you know what, for a song or two, fine. You know, I don't need a whole concert of not knowing what the hell's going on.
I liked it.
Ugh.
I liked it very much.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Did all the white people, old white people rush to the stage and dance?
They were dancing
yeah.
and enjoying themselves.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, people of a certain age, you know, the Police and the English Beat and Madness and ska all of a sudden was like a really big thing. And so, you know, you're a youngster, but this was like our growing up period.
Ugh.
And this was the music we heard. In the
Ugh.
Very early 80s, this was the thing.
Ugh.
And so it's very sentimental.
Clearly. Clearly.
And they were so fun.
Listen, more people listened to them and danced to them than they did Soul Asylum. I can't lie.
Oh, yeah. Soul Asylum's not a dancey band.
No, but like the place emptied out for Soul Asylum.
No.
And Soul Asylum was the headliner.
No.
I said that. Yeah, I talked about that.
I don't
concert.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, people were very excited for English Beat, who
yeah.
I had no idea who they were. Clearly, English Beat should have headlined.
Yeah, they were great.
Let's not get crazy. But if you like shit you don't understand and you want to dance, yeah. You're right. The MC has a lot of energy. He's like
yeah.
charismatic.
Yeah.
Singing songs from before he was born.
Yes. Yes. And doing this, you know, this quick talking rap that, you know, reggae stars.
They're
and
not meant for
people
the, they're
do.
Not meant for the white ears.
No, I had no idea what he was talking
no.
about, but it was funny because he could do it for such a long period of time. And
yeah,
every
good.
Once in a while, he'd throw in the name of the city, Portchester. It's like nobody's from here. It's hilarious.
I know where I am.
I know where I am. Yay!
So they headlined?
No, they were the openers.
Okay.
Squeeze was the headliner.
Were they pulling muscles from a shell?
Yes.
Is there any other Squeeze songs that matter?
Sure, there's plenty of Squeeze songs. I'm trying to think of Argy Bargy.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Black Coffee in Bed.
Don't know it.
Sure you do.
How's it go?
Now she's gone, and I'm back with, and I'm back on the beat, staying on my notebook. Says nothing to me.
No. I like pulling muscles from Michelle. I like
pulling
that.
Pulling muscles from Michelle. Yeah. And
that song gets left on the radio.
Yeah, that's good. And Mirror in the Bathroom. That's the English Beat song, is what Lisa's reminding me. That was great.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what any of the songs were.
I'm trying to think of Squeeze songs. I'm going to have to look up Squeeze songs.
Yeah, why don't you stop the show for that?
No. I'm not going to stop the show. But
they don't
have
a lot of hits.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Oh, they did. They had so many songs. I'm just, wait a minute, Squeeze hits. And I love I can't think of the, let's say, Another Nail in My Heart, Take Me, I'm Yours, Slap and Tickle, Is That Love, Goodbye Girl. No?
No.
Nothing. This is a little, If I Didn't Love You, I'd Hate You.
Oh, well, when you do it like that.
Tonight no. It's Love by the Fire.
No. One-hit wonders. They are one-hit wonders.
Tempted by the fruit of another.
All right, that song gets... I know that song gets taken off the radio immediately.
Cool for Cats.
Well, there we go.
Cool for Cats. That's one of my favorites.
Of course it is.
All these songs.
You gather all the felines around.
And here in the bar, the piano man's found another nail for my heart. No? Another nail in my heart? Okay.
Well, I recognize two of them, one of which I like.
All right. Well, but there's... Oh, they were great. They were great.
Were they?
Yes, they
How many
really
original
were.
Members are in the Squeeze these days?
Two.
Okay.
Two. I said Black Coffee in Bed, Lisa.
Settle down, Lisa. Don't you have a baseball team to be mourning?
She's watching TV
yeah,
now.
Yeah, there's
She's
not much to watch.
Now.
It's over. Oh. It's over! I was pulling for her, but not going to happen.
Well, sorry. Sorry, Lisa.
Yeah.
Can't win them all. But, you know, I
can't even win one.
When I was helping my friend paint, I was remembering the place that Mr. Helix used to live in before we got married. Did I tell you about the trailer that he lived in?
No, I did not know Helix was trailer trash.
Not trailer trash.
No, you're not saying it. I am.
Okay. Well, when he was in between places, he didn't know where he wanted to go, so he bought this really, really cheap trailer.
That makes sense. That way, wherever he wants to go, he can be there.
It's not one of the kinds that you can hook up to the back of your house.
What's the point?
No, well, it's just like a nice place of his own to live in until he decided where he wanted to be next.
Did he have the wood paneling?
It did.
Of course it did.
It was...
They all do.
So, no, they make trailers very nice these days. Like, you'd walk in and it's just like a normal house. You wouldn't know you're in a trailer. But the old
Except
models...
Except for the propane tank that's heating it.
No, it's a barbecue. The old one that he had... Oh, my God. It was just like, I'm sure there was no insulation in this place. It was so cold. And
that's how you get laid.
Well, yes.
He's
duh.
He's not a dummy.
I know. And the back room, the people that owned the place before him were the Garcias. And so they messed up everything that you could possibly mess up in this place. So, like, our code for something messed up is it's all Garcia'd up.
Garcia'd up.
Because they would do things like hang blinds. And, like, if you're going to hang them, you hang them, like, both of the holders for the top of it on the inside of the window or on the outside of the window. But they literally would have things like one was inside, one was outside, and it was crooked. So the blinds would shades would hang kind of like... Like crooked in the middle, like everything was Garcia'd up. Oh, it was such a mess. And the best part was, I think that the wife didn't speak any English whatsoever. I mean, Mr. Garcia did, and he was showing off all of the finer points of the place to Mr. Helix before he bought it. And he was
you
pointing
went with him to buy it.
No, I didn't. He wanted to do this all by himself.
He's a big boy.
I know. And so then when I got there, I'm like, ah. Because there were a couple things that were really wrong with it that he missed. But, but
crooked.
But, well, I mean, those things could be fixed, and they were. But he was pointing out that he had a peony table.
A what?
He was, exactly. He was very proud of the peony table.
A peony table?
It was a picnic table. The peony table.
Peony table?
Peony table. I got a peony
table.
Oh,
I see. Are you doing an accent?
Yeah.
Ah.
So he was pointing him around at different things, and he said that he had a picnic table. And Mr. Hulks is like, what? So it took us a
picnic
while.
Table.
It took us a while to figure out that the picnic table is the picnic table.
Yeah, that was hard to figure out.
Yeah, I couldn't figure that out. And so, they must have dumped just like all the grease down the pipes because, oh, that was an experience when unholy things from hell.
That'll solid up on you.
Oh, yeah, and they were coming up in the tub.
That reminds me. So I'm glad you brought that up. That reminds me of something.
Ah. Yeah. Horrible, horrible, unspeakable things were coming up in the tub with, like, what are they, maggots? It, like, all of a sudden bubbled up into the tub.
Ew.
You have never heard screeching like the day that happened. And that was just Mr. Helix.
Yeah, seriously, that would make me scream like
it
a girl.
Was horrible. We
ew,
were like,
you're taking your shower, then all of a sudden, what's in between my toes? Maggots.
Oh, no. Luckily, we weren't in it when it happened.
Unfortunate.
Oh, but, oh, no. It was very fortunate that we weren't in
it.
That
would have been a much better story. If
oh,
you were. Like
oh.
If you were taking, like, a bath.
Oh!
That
like
would
a horror
great.
Movie.
That would have been great.
Like something just, like, oozing up. Oh.
But think of the radio.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I should have said we were in it. But I, no. It was bad enough. It
oh,
was
Mr. Yeah, you're being fresh. I'm not touching you. Oh, my God. It's a maggot on you.
It's like, ah! And you're in the tub. You can imagine where they could have gotten. I'm. Oh,
well,
no.
Well, you took it there.
Yeah, I did. Oh, just horrible. Maggots are like the worst thing in the world to me.
Such a maggot.
It was just terrible. So, after rotor-rootering and fixing things and scrubbing things down and everything, everything was it was fine and livable and it was cute. The only thing that was really weird that he didn't want to fix because he found it amusing was that in the bedroom, it was this dark, dark paneling, and apparently the missus decided to pretty it up by putting a wallpaper border over the dark paneling.
Sure, class it up a little bit.
And it was pastel colors, and it was little birds flying together holding a ribbon with like hearts and flowers behind it.
Precious.
And the ribbon said, laundry is for the birds.
Aw, it had a message.
In the bedroom.
That's adorable.
I was like, apparently she couldn't read this.
Well, you know what else in the bedroom? The early bird gets the worm.
Oh, I see what
she
did
just
there.
Be, like, picking around at it?
Picking around at the
well,
worm.
Sure, with your mouth. At the little worm.
Oh, peck, peck, peck.
Should
ow. Peck it around the pecker.
Yeah, you know, there you go. Lose an eye, whatever.
God damn it.
It's not a cherry tomato. Be a team player.
There you go.
Sure.
As long as it's not a cherry tomato, I'm down.
Yeah.
Really down.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was really funny. And he just was like, no, I think it's funny. I'll leave it. Oh, the best part was taking that down. I just took that down like an animal when he was selling. I'm like, this can't stay.
Redecorate your trailer slum.
Well, you know, so that it could be sold so we could buy our own place together.
Sure.
You know?
And put
it
up
was
your own bird wallpaper.
Yes, you know. This place is a slum. No, that's what ours says.
Trash lives here.
I bought him some housewarming things because he didn't have them. Like, so I bought him a white
like
trash.
Like towels.
No.
A soap dish.
No, I bought him a white trash can so he could say that's his for his white trash. Yeah. So, how about those Jays?
Fuck off. Jets. They suck. They suck a bag of dicks.
No, I said, how about those Jays? And the
oh,
Jets.
I thought you said the Jets.
No, no. But that was as fine a segue, too, to get myself out of
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you did. So, the wife did something that I was glad that she did that I did not do.
Oh.
She threw out in the toilet on Friday before we had a party of 10-year-old girls invading.
Oh, God.
Of soup down the toilet.
Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound bad on the face.
No, well, I don't know. It was in the toilet, not on the face.
You didn't get soup in the face?
No, I did not get soup in the face. Unfortunately, it clogged the toilet.
Wait a minute. Didn't she just flush it right down?
Yeah, but I guess there was a rogue carrot in there.
I hate it when you get the rogue carrot.
A rogue carrot.
You could be crunching for days.
That was like, I guess, stopping up the hole in there.
Oh.
So she's plunging and plunging and plunging.
No.
Nothing's happening.
Oh, no. The rogue carrot has got it all plunged.
The rogue carrot fucking things up.
Oh, no. Oh, but you would think it would just, like, not to take this to a really bad level, but the soup is not unlike the consistency of other things that belong there.
Innocuous enough, you would think.
You would think, except if you have
a
rogue carrot.
Yes. So we had to call the plumber.
Oh, no. And you have guests coming.
So, yeah, that's right. We can't fuck around.
And how soon are they coming?
Well, they're going to be there in a few hours.
Oh, yeah. No, no,
but we got a bunch of 10-year-old girls coming.
Yeah, no, you have no time to play.
Yeah, exactly. So we got to call the plumber.
Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
So the plumber comes.
Way go maggots down the drain.
He comes within a half an hour or so. Hour.
Yeah.
How long do you think it took him?
To plunge, or probably he had to take out the snake.
He took out the snake.
So if he snaked it, it could, I mean, it really could take like 15 minutes to snake a toilet.
A minute.
No.
Took a minute.
Really?
Maybe.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe.
How much did that cost you?
Take a guess.
Let's see. Well, you're paying for the whole hour because they don't like give you a slice of an hour when they first get there. Yeah.
You've been down this road before.
Yeah, and they make a hefty first hour. I'm saying $1.60.
Oh, okay. $90 for the hour.
Oh.
$90 for the hour. And then once he has to take out his snake, that's another $30. That's not. Shouldn't that be included?
Usually I get money off when they take out the snake,
yes,
because.
$120 because I paid cash. For
about
a minute, for like a minute's worth of work.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And the most important thing was that it was my wife that did this.
So
not
that you didn't have to hear this for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, yes.
So, I
yes.
mean, thank God it was her that was the asshole.
You know what? I totally understand that because.
No, she's an asshole.
No, she's not. She didn't know about Rogue Carrot.
She should have known about Rogue Carrot.
I think that could happen to anybody because soup is something that you figure that's pretty much like everything else that's going in there. So that should go.
It wasn't even like a beefy soup, a matzo ball soup.
Nothing substantial.
It's like broth of carrots.
Yeah, so you could have done that.
But I didn't.
Yeah,
that's the difference. I'll tell you what, if I did do it, I'm not fucking calling the plumber.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. We'll work it out.
No.
I remember one
time.
What,
you just stick your boot down there? I mean, what are you doing?
When I was in a hotel once, unfortunately. The problem with hotels is you're never really aware of the flushing capacity until it's too late. It's always Russian roulette. You always don't know that. You don't know the toilet paper to flush ratio at home.
True.
At
you
home,
know.
You know.
You're practiced.
And you have a plunger there when you mess up.
Yes.
Yes. When you're in a hotel, it's an away game. You're playing on with other people's rules, other people's equipment. You don't know what's going to go on.
Well, do you remember? I know you remember because you torment me about it. When I was still in my infancy of doing stand-up, and I came up, I was trying to do new material, and I came up with the infamous 7 minutes of shit, the routine.
As opposed to the 3 hours we do now.
I know. But one of the things that I was talking about was the terror, the absolute terror, when you don't know the paper and everything else ratio involved in a strange toilet.
Yeah.
And being in someone's house, it's late at night, the whole family's to bed, this does not seem to be going in the direction it's supposed to be going, and there's no plunger in the room.
You got to make decisions.
Hard decisions.
Hard decision. you hope you at least got the initial flush out of the way, because you hate to deal with it with all the ingredients.
All the ingredients.
Oh,
man.
That's a rough. It's a rough spot.
Oh, it was a really rough spot. I mean, you know that. You said you were sweating in the middle of the night and you had to get up. The sweat.
Oh, yeah, flop sweat.
The flop sweat. Yeah. Absolute. Because there's no way that I am letting these people deal with this. And it's the middle of the night.
Or you just leave early and you write off the friendship. I mean, sometimes you know, I really don't like them that much.
I can't see you again.
They just say, hey, listen, I don't feel like I gotta go. It's been pleasant. And you unfriend them or block them on Facebook.
So they can't tell the tale.
Right, and you just know that the relationship's over, but at least you didn't have to face that. It's a perfectly logical decision.
Well, you know the movie The Help?
Yeah.
And the one maid really gets annoyed at her employer, and she gives her the pie with the terrible awful.
Okay.
You know what the terrible awful is.
I didn't see the movie.
Oh, it's a chocolate cream pie. No. Just imagine. So she refers to it as the terrible awful. I'm like, I couldn't leave the terrible awful in this room
and just act
like nothing happened. Do. So I'm like up for a while taking care of business and making sure everything's all right there. And I'm like, just keep the damn plunger in the same room.
Yeah, it's really common courtesy.
Yeah, because you don't want people dashing around your house in the middle of the night going, oh my God!
Pants around your ankles.
Pretty much.
Hopping up and down the stairs, looking where it could be.
Where could they put one?
Going in the
this?
Basement.
Going out into the garage.
And realizing they
where
don't,
do you keep
they
this?
Don't own one.
No,
because
no.
they don't shit like an animal.
I didn't think that I was just like a complete moose, but it was like...
Moose tracks.
I was, well, but it's probably not a bathroom that they use frequently, because it was
of
this...
clogs.
It was, no, it was just this little powder room off the side of the room that I was in that... Well, they used their own bathrooms. Then they had several bathrooms because it was out in Pennsylvania and they could build them big for cheap out there. And so they had several bathrooms and, you know, a couple powder rooms. And so they probably don't use this one and know the danger lurking within. Oh, I found out the hard way. Thank God they don't live there anymore.
So I'm in.
Yeah, and Lisa's feeling my pain. And the water rises and no stop. Exactly. You're looking at it. You're like, no.
You get two flushes.
Yeah.
You get two flushes. Don't go for the third.
Don't go for the third.
Then you have water falls.
Then you have completely broken down society.
Yeah, you have two flushes.
There is...
You have the initial flush.
Yes.
And go, huh. Well, one more will take care
of it. Yeah, that'll... Whatever. Huh. No, then you're stuck with a problem. A big problem. But the thing is, I equate the fear. The rising water in a toilet bowl full of ingredients... is the same fear as the water coming in during a tsunami. Same fear level. Same. Water coming where it's not supposed to be. Quickly. Oh, my God. Flop sweat. I wanted to die.
So I'm in this hotel.
Okay.
And there's no plunger in the hotel room.
And of course not.
And we seem to have a toilet casualty.
The
toilet is not flushing the way it should.
Okay.
The water has filled to breaking point.
Uh-oh.
So we're out of flushes.
Yes.
There's toilet paper clearly clogging this thing. What the fuck am I going to do? Because it's not my last night there.
You can't just walk away.
You know, if you're leaving, fuck it.
Close the lid and put the tip on top. Yeah, exactly. I'm so sorry.
You leave a couple of extra bucks, you throw up your hands, go, thank you, good night, and you're out the door.
Run away with your bags in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
that's
the move. Especially like if you're a comic and somebody else is paying for it.
And just put your head down so the security cameras can't see your face.
Yes. That's the move. But I had to be there a couple more days.
Oh, no.
I did not. Because you don't want to walk down to the lobby in a nice hotel.
Yeah, and go, hey.
Hey.
I'm a big shitter.
Yes. I shat too much. Yeah, I should have stopped shitting.
Say it really loud.
I like a clean ass, so I use a lot. I'm not like a one square person. I like to wrap my hands. I want everything clean.
I like a little mattress in my hand before I go.
You can actually use my hand as a pillow. You can rest on it. Funny story.
And, of course, there's a family walking by during this conversation.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, because
then when you go down for continental breakfast, everybody
looks good. Everyone knows. There's the shitter.
Yeah, you're the one. You're the one that overshat your load. Yeah.
There's Mr. You just need a square.
Yeah. So that's not an option.
Oh, well, Joe's girl says you call them.
No.
But
they're still coming. Everybody knows. Room 136. Big shitter. They got all your. They got your driver's license. They got your credit card. This can haunt you. It's not like
it's
a friendship.
Haunting me now.
It's not like a friendship which you can end. They have paperwork on me,
and you're going to stay in this hotel chain again. And they know.
Yeah, you got to solve this issue.
You go
to
a special folder.
I guess if there's enough time, you could go to a store and buy a plunger.
And who has enough time for this?
somebody overshits.
You make time.
You make time.
It's like, do you pack this in your luggage now?
I should. So this is not what I did, though.
Oh, wait a second. Lisa said, William Shatner.
Really? You stopped it for that?
Yes.
You really?
It's funny.
I seem to have clogged the toilet.
I seem to have left Captain's Log.
Funny. Scotty, beam the toilet paper out of the toilet.
The bowl. I can't, Captain. She's all too clogged, Captain.
So you survey your situation. You figure out what you can do. You're not sticking your hand there. You're
no.
not sticking.
Oh, my God, no.
Funny thing about toilet water, very cold.
Why do you know this?
From the top.
Oh, all right, all right.
And sometimes it's splash. You think because things are leaving warm that the ball. No.
No.
Very cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my friend that I was helping paint, the first weekend she was moved in there, I told you that weird, the toilet, for some reason, warm water was coming up
nice.
Out of it.
A little bidet action.
I got like a butt facial.
That's
just
nice.
Sitting there.
That's nice.
Yeah,
good.
But you know what? My pores have never looked better.
Yeah, well, I'll take your word for it. So you survey your situation.
Right.
What do you have that could get in that hole? Because you don't have anything for plunging or suction.
I'm sorry.
You look around. Yeah, your pants are still around your ankles.
Yes, that unfortunately.
Because
yes.
you haven't finished cleaning.
Cleaning. You are just like, I have an emergency. I have a fire to put out before I put out this fire.
Yes,
what
God
do
forbid.
Do?
God forbid you have the runs, then game's over.
Oh,
but this was not that.
No, thank God.
So I look around, and the bathroom is right next to the closet where you hang your clothes.
Hangers.
So I took
a wire hanger.
I took their hangers.
Yes, of course.
Like the type that come out. You know how like they can.
Yeah.
Like the little head stays on. Like the hook stays on.
Yeah, but there's a, like a little one that it's like a pants hanger, and so there's a stick on it.
No, there's no stick.
Okay.
So I've taken their hangers.
Right.
And I'm pretty much fishing around the bowl.
Stern fish in a barrel.
You know, I mean, the turrets have been out to the ocean. Thank goodness.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Oh, because this is just an unholy stew you got going on here.
So you crouched over the toilet.
Bubble, bubble, boiling trouble.
Your britches are around your ankle. You know, times are running. You got stuff to do. And you're digging in there trying to unclog without suction.
And try not to scrape the porcelain with this metal hanger.
Oh, I'm not even worried about
you
that, sweetie.
You don't care at this
no,
point?
No, listen, I've already shown I have no respect for their property as I'm using the hangers that people are going to hang their clean clothing
no,
on.
No.
What a decision has been made.
Yes, it's like look, this is Australian rules football we're
yes.
playing now.
That's it. Every turd for himself. So I'm fishing around in there.
Yes.
Finally, I seem to have unclogged the toilet bowl ball.
Okay.
That blocked the gateway to the ocean.
The gateway to the ocean. Oh, my God.
Crisis averted.
Oh, God. It's the worst feeling. But you know what? There's something really satisfying about, I'm done. Water is going where it's supposed to, and that's down.
Yeah, it's like you're the MacGyver of the tidy ball.
It's really
quite the accomplishment. All right, let's take our first break.
Phew!
On the break, we're going to hear some new music from Jennifer Brenning. We've heard her before with her new song, Remember. You can learn more about her at khb-music.de. Jennifer Brenning, Remember, khb-music.de. More show when we come back.